This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm well. You know, it's kind of Youper Week on our program today. I paid another visit to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Remember last time I was here, I said, I learned a new word, Youper, and spelled it wrong.
That's right. Well, I have a UP puzzle coming up.
Excellent. Can I just tell you about a new word I learned out there, which you might want to use in a crossword? Do you know what a kudigi is?
Never heard of it.
It's C-U-D-I-G-H-I, and it is the mother of all highly spiced Italian sausage patties on a bun, guaranteed to induce sleep after eating. All right. You gave us a challenge last week to work on. Would you repeat it?
Yes, I said name a well-known university, move the last letter three places earlier in the name. The result will be a phrase meaning represent. What's the university, and what's the phrase?
And what's the answer?
The answer is Stanford. Move the D, you get stand for.
Oh, boy. Well, we have some wicked smart listeners, Will. We received more than 3,000 entries this week, and from those correct entries, we randomly selected our winner, Joe Gregory of Windsor, Colorado. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Leanne.
How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
Only a couple of minutes. I'm a Pac-10 alumni, so
Oh, you knew the university already, right?
I went to UCLA for medical school, so I had to just walk through my list there.
Oh, are you a physician now?
I am a physician, yeah. I practice family medicine.
Wow. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
You know, I've been playing for several years. I get a chance to listen when I'm on my way into the hospital on weekends.
Ah, and you still have time to send it in, huh?
I do. On occasion, I do, yes.
Well done. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay. Well, we'll meet Joe, and let's play.
All right, Joe and Leanne. UP, of course, are the initials of Upper Peninsula. They're also the initials of a common two-word phrase naming something holding a street lamp. What is it?
Something pole. Utility pole.
Utility pole. Good job. Here's number two. A familiar two-word phrase starts with U and ends with P and names something that provides black light. What is it?
Provides black light. Boy, I'm lost on this one.
Ultraviolet?
Yes.
Ends with P. Ultraviolet.
Lamp?
Lamp.
That's it.
Yeah.
Ultraviolet lamp. Good job.
Joe.
All right, here's your next one. What four-letter word ending in U-P has a silent P?
Has a silent P?
Uh-huh. Blank, blank, U-P, and the P is silent.
A coup?
Coup.
Coup, C-O-U-P. Good job.
Good job.
All right, here's your next one. The letters U-P rhyme with loopy and soupy. What kind of doll do they rhyme with?
Coopy.
Coopy is right. And the name of what foreign currency rhymes with U-P?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Rupee.
Rupee, is
rupee.
It?
There you go, sure.
All right. Name a section of a newspaper. Insert the letters U-P after the first letter, and you'll get a new word that means holds up. What is it?
Sports and support.
That's it. Supports, yes. Name a common exercise in six letters that contains two U's and two P's. Common exercise, six letters, contains two U's and two P's.
Wow.
What do you do on a bar? And you pull you.
Oh, pull up.
Pull up would work.
Nice
job.
Nice.
Okay, here's your next one. What classical name starts phonetically with the syllable U and ends phonetically with the syllable P? It's a classical name from Greek mythology. Starts U and ends P.
Boy, I have no idea, Leanne.
I classical mythology, man.
All right, I'll tell you this one. It's Euterpe. That's the muse of music.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Learn something new every day.
There you go, and here's one more. A famous general in the Civil War has an H in his name. Change this to U-P, and you'll name a well-known hero. Who is it? So a famous general. I'll give you a hint. It's a general that marched to the Atlantic through Georgia.
Okay.
That was Sherman, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Change the H to a U-P, and what hero do you get?
Oh, Superman.
Good job.
Superhero. Will, how long did it take you to work up all these UP puzzles?
I don't know. They were hard. 30-60 minutes. Thanks a lot.
Oh, really? No, they were fun. They were great. Well, Joe, actually, we have some things to go along with our Upper Peninsula-themed puzzle and a special guest to tell you what you'll take home for playing today. Like most residents of the UP, he considers himself a Uper, and he has the accent to prove it when you push him a little. Here's John Spigarelli, and he's the marketing manager of Getz Clothiers in Marquette, Michigan, with your puzzle prizes.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Dictionary, oh, I'm going to reload that one, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, boy, I'd really like that one, Will Short's latest book series, Will Short's Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, and one of the Will Short's Puzzle Master's Deck of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. We listen to Weekend Edition on WNMU-FM, Public Radio 90.
So, Joe, what do you think there?
Thank you. It sounds wonderful.
It was fun. It was great to do this.
Thank you.
Well, John told us what public radio station he listens to. Joe, tell us what member station you listen to.
I listen to KUNC 91.5 in Greeley, Colorado.
Excellent. Joe Gregory of Windsor, Colorado, thanks a lot for putting up with our UP puzzles and playing with us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Will, a challenge, maybe one without the letters UP for next week.
No UP in this. It comes from listener Ron Aldridge of New Jersey. Take the family name of a famous world leader in history, drop the last letter, then switch the last two letters that remain. The result will name the country that this leader led. Who is it? So again, the family name of a famous world leader in history, drop the last letter, then switch the last two letters that remain. The result will name the country that this leader led. Who's the leader and what country is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you. At about that time, we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, I'm off for a family vacation trip to Los Angeles next week, so Jackie Lydon will be here playing the puzzle, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.